That's it. Use caution with packing. That's it. Well, Alice called me out. Tom singled me out. Joe outed me for an award. So I guess I better be good, huh? Well, I want to start with a couple of things that Tom Gresham said. I'm Alan Corwin. I wrote The Texas Gun Owner's Guide and 13 other books. Thank you. Tom mentioned that we should have a big tent and that we should accept everybody who is on our side on gun rights, and I'm for that. In Arizona, where I'm from, we have a Pink Pistols chapter, and I think we should accept the gays if they're with us. And actually, I think gays should be allowed to be married. They should suffer too. I think the people who are against eating animals, I don't really get that. If we weren't supposed to eat animals, how come they're all made out of meat? I want to ask you a question. Also something Tom brought up about words. It's very important. Is anybody in here pro-gun? I can't hear you. Are you pro-gun? I want to suggest that that's a bad idea. Because the other side is anti-gun. Because they think guns are bad. And if you think guns are bad, the right position to take is to be anti-gun. If you're pro-gun, you're like the devil. Because you're in favor of something that's bad. Now, when Jeff Knox spoke, if you listened hard, he kept saying he is pro-rights. If you're pro-rights, what does that make the other side? Anti-rights. Who wins that argument? Just on the words. We do. So anytime anybody asks, are you pro-gun, you say, I'm pro-rights. What are you? They're anti-rights, and you win that. You should have one of these in your pile of books. And in the back is that pro-rights glossary, the politically corrected glossary. It's in the back of this, and at gunlaws.com, you'll find the whole glossary. You guys have been talking about high-capacity magazines. That's wrong. Normal-capacity magazines, the kind the police use. Normal capacity, because it's safer. You talk about concealed carry. He said licensed carry, because that goes better. But discreet carry is the way to talk about it. I carry discreetly. Concealed sounds like you're hiding something. You've got to watch your words. And this is going to lead into my topic on illegal aliens, which is a very important subject. I don't even say handgun anymore because they hate that and it turns them off. I talk about sidearms. I discreetly carry a sidearm. They don't know what to think about all this. And where I come from in Arizona, we don't have licensed carry. We have constitutional carry. We don't need no stinking permit. I don't think the idea of a license to exercise my constitutional rights is the right way to go. And that's the ultimate goal. If you want to push the ball forward, you want to think about a woman putting a handgun in her handbag and there's nothing else to it. And she has that sidearm to keep her safe and that's all there is and the government should have nothing to say about it. Now, I'll take this one step further and you'll see how this leads into illegal immigrants and amnesty. This is about a fundamental human and civil right. The Heller case made this clear. This is a specific enumerated right. That's what that decision says, a specific enumerated right. They want to treat this like no Negroes at the lunch counter. When they tell you you can't come in or you must have a permit or you can't carry, I'm a citizen. This is a fundamental human right. You can't treat me like no Negroes at the water counter, fountain. You can't do that to me. And we're doing that now to illegal aliens. Illegal aliens right now are Dred Scott citizens. They are 3/5 of a person. They're in this country, and they have a little bit of the Bill of Rights. They have no cruel and unusual punishment. They have judicial process. They have no Second Amendment right. And actually, that's maybe okay, because they're here illegally. They're not supposed to be here. They shouldn't be here at all, because immigration is important, and we're supposed to have borders, and we're supposed to have rules and rule of law, and we don't have that. Now, I think Mexicans living here are good people, and I come from Arizona, where the population is filled with immigrants, and you're here in Texas, another border state, where you have lots of immigrants. And let me tell you, these folks are some of the hardest working, most decent people I know. They really are. And landscaping, which is where a lot of them work, is one of the last free markets in America. They go to work, they're in business for themselves, it's a free market, it's capitalism, it's free enterprise, low taxation, individual responsibility, hard work, that's what we do. I like that. I think that's good. It's outside of government. They're unlicensed. That's the way things should be. They take it upon themselves and they work hard, and I like that. And that, in fact, started way back when at the Alamo, when Sam Houston and Davy Crockett were standing there and they saw Santa Ana coming up over the rise, and Davy turned to Sam and said, "Are we having the lawn done today?" All right, that was a little marginal. But here's the dots we haven't connected. Amnesty is not about amnesty. It's about permanent control of Congress. When 11 million illegal aliens, or 20 million, when the Minutemen brought this to our attention in 2004 on the border, 2005, there were 20 million, and we suspected there were 30 million. We've got to sign the bill to find out how many there are. When they sign that bill and make them citizens, the Democrats are looking at permanent control of Congress. That's what amnesty is about. And they're licking their chops. They say it's about fairness. They're looking at 20 million votes. And it's a Democrat gold mine windfall control of Congress. But the Republicans have a hidden ace in the hole. There is a silver lining to this, because right now they don't have the Second Amendment. When they become citizens and they're not illegal aliens, they get the Second Amendment. Because federal law 922, USC 922, paragraph D, says prohibited possessors includes illegal aliens. When that signature turns amnesty into legal citizens, you have 20 million people who are now able to buy a gun and go to a range. The Democrats hate that. That's Republican territory. Now, don't make this mistake. I put this out on gunlaws.com, which you can go to and sign up for my page nines. How many get page nine? Whoa! I like it. The rest of you should get it, because I'll put out updates on this, and I'll put out the Texas gun law update. How many of you got this already? These are the new Texas gun laws. If you didn't get this, go to the TSRA booth and get a copy of the new Texas CHL laws. Started September 1, DPS doesn't even know what's in this. I'll be meeting with them in Austin, because I figured it out, most of it. Work with them on the rest. The illegal aliens don't know guns. They're like slaves in Mexico. Guns are freedom, physical freedom in your hand. You find out what freedom is like when you own a gun, and it turns you. And a lot of these people who are used to being slaves and captives, and only two groups have guns, the banksters and the government, and the hoodlums, the drug dealers, and the civilians never have guns. They're going to come here and find out what Second Amendment freedom is about. And some of them are going to go, I better not do the accent. They're going to say, I like this. And they're going to come over to our side. The Republicans and the conservatives and the libertarians are going to have an edge in the amnesty battle, and we should do everything we can to help convince those folks that we're the right side, we're freedom, we're where you should be. But we have to be careful, because California accepted them and they did not melt into a pot, and we lost California and we can lose the whole country. Some percentage of the illegals, when they become citizens, will understand that we're the right side of the force. And the others will want an Obama phone and food stamps and dependency, which is where they're headed with the Dreamers and the rest of them. And the Republicans are ready to write them off. We're screwed. We're losing them. And they haven't realized that amnesty will put legal citizens into gun stores. Now, the politicians may not get it or may get it, but the gun stores will get it, and they're going to start putting up signs, Armas de Fuego, guns. And they're going to put up signs, for Armas Fueran Vidas, guns save lives. Did you all get stickers? The JPFO table has stickers. You can get these as buttons, and you can buy your own 1,000 stickers at gunlaws.com and give them out, and you should. If you're not doing it, you should. This will be a big campaign coming soon. You watch for it. We have these all over Phoenix, in downtown Phoenix. Do you guys know about that? We have 1.8 million people a day driving on the streets seeing this message to get it across. Now, the illegal aliens aren't completely devoid of guns. Metal silhouette is a Mexican sport, siluetas metálicas, and the commands are given in Spanish, right? I can't even do it. Who knows the commands for metal silhouette? Nobody. Great. We're screwed. We can win this battle. Amnesty will probably go through in some fashion. We should fight it tooth and nail. We should not preemptively give it in. Now, we almost preemptively gave up the background check battle. And there's controversy over this, whether it was background checks or gun registration. As I read the bill, it was a registration bill. We should have fought it tooth and nail. We did, and we defeated it, even though some people said, it's not defeatable, we're going to get it. Other people said, it can't be stopped, we better try and fix it and go that route. The industry, us, we're not unified on this, and it's still a debate. We have the same problem with amnesty. It's going to come, so we better do something about it. And I don't want you to think the idea that the people coming in from Mexico are going to go, I like my gun rights, so I'll become a Republican. That's not what's going to happen. I think this has to be fought tooth and nail. People have to come in as real immigrants through a real immigration policy, which we do not have. But we have to start right now showing people what Second Amendment freedom is all about and why we're the right side of the coin, why owning a gun and being able to defend yourself and your family is what this thing is really about. You guys understand what freedom is about and why guns are good and guns save lives and guns stop crime and guns protect you that you never see in the news, not even on the Fair and Balanced channel, right? You don't see that there. They are not fair and balanced. They don't give you what you really ought to get. Uh-oh. I'm the fourth Alan. I don't know how on her side I am. Well, I'm a little on her side. Did I get through to you about amnesty?
Oh, yes, sir.
You understand that the other side sees it as 100% theirs, and we have a silver lining. Because these folks will be able to buy guns. The NRA is going to need a Spanish language division and Spanish language magazines, and so will your groups. And we have an edge there, and we got to watch for it. But amnesty itself is going to be a losing issue for us if they just sign in 20 million new Democrat voters, or 30 million, which I think is closer to the real number. We lose Congress, and it's over. We've got to fight amnesty, but as many of those people as we can pick off and take to the range, you know what happens when you take somebody to the range. They say the same thing. You got any more ammo? Can I try that gun? So there's hope. There's always hope. And speaking of hope, you guys can move your neighbors and friends with this. This is my 14th book. It's called Your First Gun, and you guys all figure you don't need it. It's a cheap book, and it's for your friends who don't have a gun. This convinces them. You're ready to wring them by the neck and say, buy a gun, you idiot. This convinces them that guns are good and they don't have to be afraid of it. You buy it and you give it away. It works. I have convinced so many people who don't have guns and need them because I gave them one of these. It's outside. I'll autograph it for you. And if you want to save your butt and you don't want to become George Zimmerman, you got to read After You Shoot, because that's when it really starts. You got guns and ammo, but what do you do after you shoot? Thanks very much, everybody.